Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like scary, spooky things.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, we like self-care for yourself. Our first few episodes, we didn't sing. We were like, well, we like self-care, done.
We didn't know that was going to be a thing that we do.
Yeah.
And then it became a thing.
It's evolved.
It has evolved.
Hashtag evolving.
Always evolving.
So what did you do this week for self-care while you were evolving?
Well, I was evolving spiritually. No, actually, my friend Allie, her birthday is on July 4th, but she was like out of town because she travels a lot and she does cool things. So
she does do cool things.
I'm
like,
know.
And she's like in random spots. Like I'm just making this up, but like hanging out in Memphis is like, okay.
Oh, yeah. She's always doing really cool shit. So, we couldn't celebrate her birthday on the 4th. So we went to Hamburger Mary's yesterday with my other friend, Corey, and we brought the boys, the husbands, not, I guess they're men. And we went to Hamburger Mary's and did a drag show and had breakfast, brunch, and it was so fun. So it was a really good time because Allie had never been and none of the husbands had ever been.
And Kim hasn't been still.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I thought you had.
No, I really want to go.
Oh my God. It's so fun.
I'm dying.
It's the best.
Would you go with me?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. I really want to go.
Oh my God. Dying. It's so fun.
I went to a drag show at X Bar. Yeah. I can't remember the names, but I went to X Bar and it was like around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And like someone was dressed as Lydia. Someone was dressed as like Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, okay.
And it was like Halloween themed. And I had so much fun.
Dude, drag shows are the best.
They're like, is this anyone's first drag show? And I was like, me. And they were like, we're going to talk about, like, crazy things. I was like, I would be upset if you didn't.
Right, yeah, please.
Like, what? Had a drag show?
Oh, my God.
I clutched my pearls and I said, no, thank you, and I left. I exited immediately.
Yeah, we wouldn't be friends if that's what you did.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
No. I was so excited. It was so cool. And, like, all the acts were just incredible.
Yeah.
And I know they just did it for Halloween, but it was, like, it was so fun.
Dude, it's so fun. Yeah, we should definitely go. Hamburger Mary's is, like, an iconic place in Denver. You have to go.
Well, I love brunch regardless.
Yeah.
Drag show or not, love brunch.
It's not like amazing, but it's like good.
Yeah. It's hard to fuck up breakfast.
Yeah. You'd have to really try to fuck up breakfast.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go. And I'm excited.
Yeah. What did you do for your self-care?
Yesterday, I had a fun day with Niche. Niche and I don't, like, ever get to really hang out. We figured this out. We're like, we're gonna, like, do something monthly.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we're trying to find if bridesmaid dresses are worth actually going to stores or not. Which we probably should have been doing this, like, a lot before now. But we still have time.
We still have a whole bunch
of time. So, Niche and I did find some dresses that, like, looked really good on hers. But ultimately, we were like, it's probably better to look online. Because we didn't see a lot in the color, which I thought was weird. There was, like, not a lot in that color.
Mm.
And some of them were like, I'm a homecoming dress. There's a lot of prom dresses that me and Niche were like, oh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. So, we just, like, went to David's Bridal. And then we went to, like, Park Meadows and... We didn't find a lot of dresses, but we had a lot of fun. We were just, like, walking around.
Girls' Day. Let's go to the mall.
Robin Sparkles.
Yes.
and then we went to the Rio, and we got...
Oh, shit, the Rio.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I know.
How'd that go? How was the food? Was it still trash?
No, it was actually, like, really good.
Okay.
And I know they kind of like for a while they were slipping in quality.
It's like not good.
Well, because like when I worked there with Keith and Eric, like the food was really good.
Yeah, back then.
And now then it's like, meh. Like they changed the menu a little bit too.
Okay.
So, which I think they needed to
were
do.
Were the marks good? Did you have three?
I had just one. Yeah. Can't do three. I kind of like thought about a second one.
Dude, do you remember when we would do three? Like
what? And the be fuck? Fine the next day?
I cannot.
Like, why?
They're
why
so do big that literally they limit you to three. Like, you yeah cannot have more.
You will get messed up after yeah three. You'll so, like, obviously, I think it's a good choice. So, one year, just funny side note, it was like 2014 or 2015. I don't know. And my, a friend, we don't talk anymore. I hate them. Invited me to the Rio mm-hmm and I was like, I have to go to, and I was going to a Halloween party and I was like gonna do a skeleton face.
Oh yeah.
And like since I've done makeup, like good day for of the me dead
sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I had three margaritas and then I was like
and then tried to do your makeup?
Yeah.
Oh good.
So I went like
I had this eyeliner and I on my eye.
I like looked at the pictures. Like it wasn't horrible. Like it looked
but
like,
it wasn't like your best.
It was like somebody who wasn't experienced in
they,
makeup did
they
it.
They gave it a go.
Yeah, it was not like you knew I was being a skeleton.
Yeah.
And it was like
the point was
it was
there
somebody who didn't do cosmetics for a few years who, like, that was their first attempt.
Sure.
I just remember, like, I was crying and I was like, I can't do this. And then, like, my boyfriend at the time was like, then don't. And I was like, I'll disappoint
an
everyone. And I'm like, and oh to this day, I'm like, nobody cared.
Yeah, no one cared.
It's fine. So, yeah, that was my experience with three margaritas. And then I, like, threw up probably later that night. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about it.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And yeah, so that was what happened. But it was really fun yesterday, so we had a good time.
Nice. Friend time.
Friend time.
What are you gonna tell me about today?
Okay, so we know I've been on the kick of
men disappearing.
Yes.
Seemingly into nowhere.
Younger men too, kind of like
college men.
Like the first one, Brian Schaefer was 27. Last week's was Brian, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, was Brandon Swanson, and he was 19. And this week, he's kind of like the same age, like 19, 20.
Okay.
So I did a lot of research on this. I listened to a lot of podcasts, and like the other ones, this one also had a lot of information that was differing from each other.
Okay.
So I'll try to get the information that differed. Like, the main storyline did, but, like, his backstory kind of, like,
there's some
discrepancies, okay, but not anything that, like, changes the severity of, like, what happened, but it was just kind of, like, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. So, this week, I'm talking about the disappearance of Bryce Laspisa.
What?
And Bryce Laspisa.
Oh, sorry. Bryce. And then his last name is Laspisa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when I started Brian Schaefer, I told you, I was like, you know, there's like a lot of disappearing guys. And you were like, I know there was a guy with like red hair. And I thought that was Brandon Swanson. It wasn't. This is the kid with the red hair.
Okay, I can like see his like photo in my mind.
So I did, the other day I was doing like way more research and that was him.
Yep, that's
and
the one that I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think he just looks like a really fun person yeah when you look at pictures of him, and obviously like we'll post it.
Yeah.
Typically I post pictures not on Wednesday, like in the morning. I usually do it like later in the day. So if you ever don't see a post, I usually do it like later in the evening or like early the next day. So just know you'll see pictures of him. Okay. So he was, and I'll get to this, and I say this with quotation, an only child.
Oh.
And he was born April 30th, 1994. And this is where one of the big discrepancies is. His mom's name is Karen. That's not argued. But a lot of people said his biological's dad name was David.
Okay.
And then his stepdad was Michael mm-hmm Laspisa. But then other people are like, no, Michael was his dad. So, not important, but kind of something I want to mention. And he was born in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
And what was really cool was his parents were able to retire really early, and they moved from Illinois to California to get away from the Midwest winters.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people have been in the Midwest during winters, but they are brutal. They are like below 30. It snows a lot. It's not fun. I did it 1 year and I said, absolutely not. I'm out. So
good. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. I hate it here. So in 2012, Bryce graduated from Naperville Central High School, which is like outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, his parents had retired and they moved to California, kind of like Orange County area.
Okay.
Which is close to LA. If anyone watched The OC, there you go. So not long after they got to that area, Bryce decided to go to a community college. And what's strange is he picked a community college, and usually you go to community college to save money, live at home, all that good stuff.
Sure.
So he decided to go to one that is 90 miles north of Sacramento.
Oh.
And I actually mapped Sacramento from Orange County, and it's 6 hours.
Why did he want to go there?
I think, and I don't know if this is debated, because it wasn't like he had his heart set on something he wanted to do.
Okay.
But I just assume he wanted to go to community college to save money, which either way, staying at home, staying in the dorm room, you save money regardless.
Yeah.
And I think he just wanted his independence.
Sure.
Which totally makes sense. Like, it's like, I'm going to save money, but I'm going to go somewhere, like, so I don't have to stay at home.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did. I didn't stay at home. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And he started...
Like, get me out of here!
Immediately. Who was like, I had to stay home, but I also, like, didn't do well in school at that time. And then, like, after I started taking school seriously, I was on the dean's list. So, yeah. Hey guys, if you don't want to go to school, fucking don't go to school. Wait. Yeah, if I waited and, like, saved the money and waited, I probably would have a degree, like... Because I didn't take school seriously because I was over it. I was 18. I was dumb. I was like, boys, let me focus on that. So he, his freshman year, he was studying like graphic and industrial design at Sierra College.
Okay.
So at this point, he lived in the dorm rooms because it was his freshman year and that's typically what you do.
Okay.
And then he was living, I don't know if it was a community college? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With dorm rooms?
Yeah, which is not common.
Okay.
But I think that's probably why he picked it, so he didn't have to be at home. Yeah, okay. Dorm rooms typically aren't available at community college, but they had housing.
Okay. Well, cool.
So I don't know if it was an apartment or if it was, like, on-campus housing, but his second year, he was a sophomore. And...
Yes.
Sorry, where I was going, like, in my brain. I just don't know, like, if what it was. And his freshman year, he was doing really well. Like, good. He was getting good grades and everything. And so everyone thought he was on a really good path.
Mm-hmm.
And during that summer, his parents were like, oh yeah, he acted normal. He acted fine. Just, you know, a kid who's like ready to go back to school again. So he decided to, so classes were going to start on August 26th. And he decided to go back to school like 2 weeks early to get set up, everything, which makes total sense. And he was probably paying rent at that point. So it's like, why not? School started August 26th. But things started to change. Like, it doesn't say what was going on really before like school started. And this whole period is kind of like over 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
Of like shit going weird. So yeah, just stuff got a little bit weird. And like August, I'll explain it.
Okay.
It just like his mood shifted. Like, that's why I say like he got good grades. Everyone like, he was like a sweetheart. Like, people really liked him. He was like a goofball. So at this point, he started sophomore year. He was living with his friend Sean, who he was like really good friends with. He had been dating this girl named Kim,
mm-hmm.
and Kim was actually 90 minutes north, or 90 miles north of him.
Oh.
So, and her name was Kim Sly, which I think is kind of a...
amazing name.
Cool name. But then I was like, but you know, people probably called her Kimbo Slice. Kim Sly? Kimbo Slice?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, okay, call me that, and I'm, like, not even close to that name.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to know, I thought about it. This...
What is that?
Okay, so there's a wrestler named Kimbo Slice.
Oh, okay.
So...
I was like, I don't
And know Keith that calls means. Me Kimbo, so...
Okay, got it.
Now imagine, like, it. People are like, Kimbo Sly, and then okay. They... Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about this wrestler.
Okay, well...
Okay, now I know. Now I get it.
I feel so dumb. I'm like... That was a weird thing that I just did. I was like,
wait, what? Who is this person?
Have you ever made a reference, like, that's, like, well-known and people are like, I don't get it? And you're like, oh, God.
Never
like, a well-known reference and you're like, oh, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're insane. And then they walk off and you're like, okay, that was weird. So, yeah, so things were going well at this point. He was living with his friend Sean. He had been dating Kim for, like, over a year. That's kind of important. So, August 27th, the day after classes had started, he told Kim she was better off without him.
Randomly? Like, okay.
Yeah, and, like, they had been dating for over a year.
Yeah, she's like, wait, what?
And she's like, are you breaking up with me? And he was like, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why?
And I'm like, you don't fucking do that shit over text message.
Well, boys.
Well, after a year, though, dating?
College boys.
My brother broke up with me after 2 months of dating over text message.
That's what I'm saying. Boys.
Boys.
The worst.
Fun fact, it worked out. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if Kim.
Dude, I'd be so pissed.
Right?
I demand an explanation. A
response, yeah.
In person.
Yeah.
Grow up. Thank you.
You fucking think that? Okay. So, I don't know if Kim came over later that evening or if he went to her, but they decided to get back together.
Okay, because she was like, what the fuck is your problem? And he was like, I was being moody.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood.
Like, okay, cool. Glad we figured that out.
Yeah, right? So, on August 28th, 2 days after classes had started, he also sent Sean an unusually heartfelt message.
Aww.
And it said, I love you, bro, seriously. You are the best person I've ever met. You saved my soul. And that same day... he'd given Sean his Xbox.
Oh, no.
And gave that's him like a pair a of diamond earrings given to him by his mother.
When people start giving shit away, that's, like, kind of a, mm-hmm. a telltale sign that they might be considering
killing themselves. And this is going to be where this shit gets convoluted as fuck. Anyways. And Sean just sends him back a message like, dude, a lot of people care about you. We love you. Like, aww. Don't mess it up.
Aww.
Just really, really.
So he recognized that that was weird and out of character.
Yeah. And I don't know the exact date, because this was all over the fucking map. But Sean had sent Karen a message like, hey, I'm really, really worried about Bryce. He's acting. Well, okay. Like, that's incredible. Like, it would take a lot as a college student to, like, text the mom.
Yeah.
Like,
that means he really cared about
her. Yes, and he just, like, sent her a message.
Especially
I don't
for, like,
know.
A boy. You know?
Yeah, yeah, and he was
like,
just
girls,
like,
girls, we would, that would be, like, sure.
Yeah,
that's normal.
It's like, it's gonna be weird, I'm gonna text the mom, and, you know.
But
yeah,
for
as
a guy, like, that's pretty.
Yeah, and, you know, Sean was really concerned about Bryce, and and he told Karen that he was drinking and taking Vyvanse. And I don't know if you've heard of Vyvanse, but Vyvanse is basically like an ADHD medication, like Adderall that people take to, like, stay up and study and all that kind of stuff. But he's mixing that with alcohol. And I'm not exactly sure, like,
it's probably not supposed to be mixed.
It's not supposed to be mixed. Like, none of that shit you ever mix with alcohol. No. But I don't know how fatal it is.
Yeah, it's probably just not recommended, but also, like, college drinking is different than, like, casual drinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And keep in mind, too, it's not like he's messaging her, like, later in the semester. Like, he had to have been really, like, off the rails if, like, they're just starting school and he hadn't been there very long and he's already
And, you know, I think it's also, enough. Like, I don't know if you have this in your notes or whatever, but just, like, a kind of, like, a side note, but isn't it, like, a proven, like, scientific fact that, like, men tend to, in their early 20s, if they're gonna have, like, a mental breakdown, like, it is more bound to happen in their early 20s than, like, at any other point in their
That's
life.
That's explained in one of the theories as well.
Okay.
Yes. It is, while your brain is developing,
yeah.
it rarely manifests, like, after, because men and women, they used to say women's was 22, but it's now, like, both, your brain, it takes until you're 25 to be fully developed.
Yeah.
And when your brother broke up with me over text message, he wasn't 25 yet, and I, you know, attributed that.
Well, you know. Sorry, your brain's not fully developed.
So... it's both genders. Yeah, your brain is fully developed at 25. So it does manifest close to when the development of your brain has finished developing, I guess. But it usually doesn't, like, show up past the age of 25.
Right.
But that's, like, when signs. I think women is in their late teens is when they start, you know, because we're just smarter.
And more well-developed.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. We're both, like, moving our heads side to side.
Science.
But yeah, and that is something that kind of, like, is discussed too. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know if I mentioned that in my notes, but that's, anyways, but I don't want to, like, get too much to the end of it. But thank you for bringing that up. And the next day, and some of these dates are a little all over the place, but they're kind of, like, within, the time frame. And, the next day, he was still acting pretty all over the place, and he decided he is going to go break up with Kim. He's like, no, I need to break up with her. Like, this isn't fair to her.
Hmm.
And he goes to Kim's apartment, and later that evening, I think 9, 10 to 11, you know, between those hours, Bryce calls his mom, and he said, Kim isn't giving me the keys to my car. She took the keys to my car.
Are you drunk?
And Karen is like, it's kind of funny because her name's Kim and my mom's name is Karen. So it's like, so that kind of part, I was like, oh. But anyways, he was like, she won't give me the keys. I want to leave. I broke up with her. She's really upset about the breakup. And she's like, well, let me talk to Kim. And Kim's like, he is not in any condition to be driving right now.
Okay. So
drunk. She's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, Bryce said you're upset that he broke up with you. And she's like, yeah, I am upset about that, but he's also drunk and he shouldn't be driving. I think I'm not gonna, because they are going through it, but
even if someone is breaking up with you, you would still want to protect them from doing something that could potentially harm them.
Yes. And she tells Kim to just give him the keys back. She says he sounds okay, but to give him the keys back. And, you know, and I'm not going to blame the mom, because, like, I don't have kids. I don't know how I would act.
And you don't know, like, how, you know, because, like, sometimes you can tell in someone's voice when they're drunk, like, certain people, you know, you can be like, you're drunk. But then there's other people that can, like, hold it together pretty well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a hard call. And she probably doesn't want any, like, from her end of it, as the mom, I could see her, like, I don't want any, like, drama, like, them getting into a fight or, like, yelling and police being called. You know, like,
I totally getting get that.
It, like, maybe, but, like, it will get too dramatic or
tell
something.
Tell them to get a room for the night or something. Just, like, that's, it's a hard spot to be in. And totally. I'm, like, and I don't know. But at the same time, I'm just, like, girl, you gotta, like.
I don't know. When it comes to drinking and driving,
for a while, and they
I'd
did
like
her. Yeah. That, especially when she's
don't
90 miles away. So you got to keep in mind, too, it's not like she's, like, down the street. She's 90.
And they liked her, right? Like, they,
yeah.
Because they had met her. They knew her. Like,
they've
been dating a while.
I don't know if they met her, but they knew her. Like,
okay.
They had
talked.
Then
that's also a little bit, like, who knows who this person, you know?
But my thing
there's a lot of factors.
There's so many factors, and I don't, like, because she, like, went through something awful and I'll, like, get into it.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, Sean said something too.
Yeah.
And
so there is a little
and
bit
Sean
of
Sean
like,
told her he was taking Vyvanse and drinking.
Yeah.
And at that point, I get the thing with Kim. It's kind of a hard spot because they don't exactly know her. But wouldn't you kind of be like, if Sean was also saying something too?
And
like
that's
his
like
good
his
friend.
Really good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's hard.
Yeah. So Karen was like, Kim, just give him the keys. Okay. He sounds fine to me, whatever. And Kim's like, okay.
Okay, bye.
So Karen offered to fly north to check on him. She's like, okay, I need to come, like, something's going on.
Okay.
And he's like, he told her not to come. He's like, no, I have a lot to talk to you about, like, don't book a flight, don't do any of that, like, I just need to talk to you. And
like over the phone.
And I don't that's another part that's kind of convoluted. I'm telling you, so much of this was. I don't know if he was like, I'll tell you over the phone another day, or I'll tell you tonight, whatever. Or she said, you should drive home. I'm telling you, like, none of that is discussed, which bugs me. But she said, why don't you go home? Why don't you go home, wake up and we'll talk tomorrow. And I don't know if that meant he was going to drive there tomorrow or whatever. Either way.
He's going to go home, sleep it off, and, you know,
yeah,
and have a nice rest.
Exactly. And he left Kim's apartment at 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
So at 1 a.m., and this was August 29th,
okay,
Bryce called his mom one more time. And she assumed he was probably calling from the apartment, and the phone records that they looked into, he called like an hour south from his apartment.
And so almost like he was trying to drive to them, or...
And that's where it is, because she wants him to just drive home at that point. Because he's an hour south, but she didn't know he was an hour south at that point. She thought he was at the apartment, and I'm thinking he called her and he was probably just checking in.
So there, her mom is in Orange County, he's in Sacramento. You said that was a 6-hour drive?
Yeah. So well, he's north of Sacramento. Well, he calls her and I'm thinking he's like, far. I made it home to the apartment. And she's like, great. She didn't know.
Okay.
She didn't know he wasn't home, but the phone records show he wasn't at his apartment.
Okay.
So 11 a.m. the next day, Karen and Mike got a notification that their insurance roadside assistance had been called.
Okay.
And this guy named Christian, who is a saint. His name is Christian. He acts like a Christian.
Like a real Christian.
Like a real Christian. And he was the owner of this place called Castro Tire and Gas. And it was this place called Button Willow. And Button Willow...
The town is called Button Willow?
Yes.
That sounds adorable.
I thought so too. Everyone's like, that sounds dumb. And I'm like, that sounds adorable.
Like, you know those little... what are they called?
It's like a fairy town, like
But remember those little like animals that you can like dress up, and they're like fuzzy.
And they're kind of like bears, sort of.
They used them in like Pen 15.
Yeah,
that's like where those animals live. What are those called?
I don't know what they're
called. I never had those.
You know, someone's screaming at us right now. Whatever. I didn't have those. I just had stuffed animals. Barbies, dude. Yeah,
like that's where our drama came from. Ken was cheating on Barbie, and like she had to fucking let him know.
He's not Kenuff.
He is certainly not Kenuff.
Did you see that at work somebody crossed off my name and put Ken instead of Kim?
You should just go by Ken from now on.
I guess I'm just Ken. And I thought it was so funny, and I was laughing for like a minute to my own joke, and nobody liked it.
Well, they're all like 80.
Well, no, it was in my stories online.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant at work. I was like, well, they're all like a million years old.
Yeah, no, at work.
Have they even seen that movie?
That sounds... No, on my social media. Okay, and I was really upset because nobody laughed. I think... No, you know what?
People probably laughed.
I think Chris laughed. And he sent me a laughing...
He would.
Yeah, Chris is supportive.
Chris is legit.
He is. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to be like, you're supportive and we love you. I think he did. But he's always nice and responds to my things. And I'm like, oh, Chris cares. I love Chris. One time we were at Renaissance Fair and people were like, who do you know? And he's like, I'm Danae's friend. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He's like, and I'm Kim's friend. I was like, poor Chris. I just bullied him. But I was like, oh, okay. And he laughed and he was like, and Kim's friend. I was like, yes. So anyways, that was all the way. But Button Willow is one of those towns you just drive through. It's not like a place you like hang out.
It's like a mile stretch that's like,
yeah,
you have to slow down on your like road trip. It's like 35 miles an hour. You're like, why are we slowing down? Oh, it's a small town. Okay.
And I will get pulled over because that is how they make their money. Yeah. Looking at you, Ridgeway, Colorado. Anyways, my mom was always like, you have to go, like, she's like, don't even go the speed limit, go 5 under, because like everyone gets pulled over there and that's how they make their money. So Christian had delivered 3 gallons of gas to Bryce after he had ran out of fuel around 9 in the morning.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, it took 2 hours. I'm like, well, probably places probably weren't open then. So that's probably why it took town.
Yeah. That tracks. Okay.
So,
3 gallons. Okay. Well, that's enough. Karen
called and found out information. He was like, yeah, because like they saw that. And she was like, oh, okay. Did you deliver gas? Like, and she wasn't able to like reach Bryce at that point. And she was like, oh, did he leave?
Like, how was
something?
He?
Basically, he like went and checked and he found out that Bryce was like still sitting in his car.
Oh, no.
Like, he ran out of fuel. He delivered it at,
nine?
At 11. Because 9 a.m. is like.
Oh, is when he called the roadside assistance.
Yeah.
11 a.m. is when they finally got there with the gas.
Okay, wait. Okay, sorry. 9 a.m. was when the place opened, and that's when Christian delivered gas to him.
Okay.
And at 11 a.m., they called just to see what happened, and they hadn't heard from Bryce, and Christian, for some reason, I don't really know what happened. He went and checked, and he realized Bryce was in the same spot at 11, so he'd just been chilling for 2 hours.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, just sitting there?
Like, yeah, just chilling in his car.
He wasn't sleeping, he was just like... hanging out, staring out the window. I've
wondered if he's just, you know, like, chilling phone. Because, like, you could see, but this is, like, 2013. So, yeah, people were, like, on their phone Facebook as much as they...
phone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's not, like, what is he doing? Playing a game? And then, like, then he got the gas, so...
They never clarify. So, why aren't
you got the gas, go fill up, and then continue on whatever the fuck you were doing.
It makes no sense.
Like, what? Dude, yeah. It sounds like a mental break to
me. Gonna get really mad. So he discovered Bryce hadn't moved in hours, and Christian approached to tell him that his parents were worried and called him to let them know their son's location.
Okay.
And Bryce agreed to make the 3-hour drive home at this point. It doesn't really make sense because it says 6 hours and then it's like 3 hours, whatever, so who knows.
Okay.
And Christian watched as he drove off at 3 p.m
So he was there, like, all fucking day?
So he moved. Okay, let me... Sorry. I'm all over the place. So at 9 a.m., Christian delivered the gas.
Yeah.
And then at 11 a.m., after Karen called him...
Still sitting there.
He was still sitting there.
And then he stayed there till 3?
Christian leaves, and Christian drives down the road and noticed at 3, he had only moved 8 miles.
What?
And he's just sitting there.
And he didn't seem drunk or under the influence of drugs.
No, like he's... no, Christian said he seemed fine. And also...
I don't trust that. Something was off.
Well, he didn't know him either.
Yeah, that's
hours passed.
He doesn't know what his normal behavior is.
The last pieces hadn't heard from Bryce.
Oh my God.
So they reluctantly filed a missing persons report with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. And they actually tracked his cell phone because they paid for it. So they were able to have it ping. And two officers were able to locate him just a few miles from where Christian had seen him. And the officers reported that he seemed lucid and friendly and showed no signs of intoxication, nor were any drugs or alcohol found in his vehicle.
What?
And the police had told Bryce that his parents were worried, and when he seemed hesitant to call them, they called for him.
Oh.
And Karen was like, you just need to come home. And she ended up calling Christian again. I don't really know why. Leave Christian alone. He, like, did his due diligence.
Yeah.
And...
But, like, who else does she know out there?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Because I think,
like,
at that
understands
point,
the situation of where he is and, like...
Yeah. And Christian, around 6, went back. He was still there. And then Christian was like, fuck this. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to make sure you get on the I-5 where you need to go home. And he followed him on I-5 for 10 miles to make sure that Bryce started going home.
And, like, what was the conversation that they had? Like, was Bryce like, I don't want to go home? Like, I guess
no,
just
he's
kind
just,
of like,
it's
what's
that's,
the, like, if he seems friendly and lucid, how is the conversation
You would
going?
Think it would be something like, I don't want to go home. He's yeah. just like, no, I'm fine. Fine.
Like, okay, so
your parents are worried. Okay, do you want to call him?
Yeah, like, it's so weird. I don't know.
So, at 6 p.m., he's supposed to be heading home, and he talks to his mom, and his mom's like, "And what landmarks are you seeing? What road signs are you seeing?
Yeah.
Just something to give them." Like, and he's like, him... I don't know, it's dark. I don't know, it's dark.
At 6? In August?
He didn't want to go home, let's be real.
What is happening?
And he said he got off the highway.
Okay.
And he goes to another area and just sits there.
Yeah, and this sounds like a mental break. Like,
yes, but we'll get into that.
Because it's like he's not under the influence of something, but like something.
Yeah, because at that point he's been in the car, so wrong. He hasn't.
Something
yeah.
is very wrong with his mental state.
100%. So he gets off the highway and he tells his mom, he's like, I'm tired. I need to rest. And she's like, okay.
Okay, you've been whatever. Fucking resting all day sitting in your car, but okay, sure.
Yeah, so at this point, like from him driving at 6, all the stuff, him like being reluctant and stuff, it's 2 in the morning. And I'm sorry, at this point, I would have just driven there.
Yeah, like in the amount wouldn't of time.
You, like if this was like Keith or Eric and this was happening, wouldn't you just be like, okay, mom, I'm going to go get
them. Stay where you are.
Yeah, stay where you are. I'm going to come get you. Because like sitting in the car, even if you're on your phone, you're going to like, that's, I don't.
It's just strange. But it's really strange.
I might have an explanation for why that is.
Okay.
So anyways. So it's 2 a.m. They're like, yeah, pull over, take, like, get some sleep, whatever. So they leave him thinking he's just pulling off the road and taking a nap. They're just like, just get fucking home. Next day, they go to bed. They're tired, but I'm sure they probably weren't sleeping very good.
Yeah.
The next day, sorry, the timeline's really hard. Like, that's why I'm like, hold on, let me start again. Okay. So anywhere from 6 to 2 in the morning, he's going there. They're asking landmarks. He tells them he's tired. Like, I don't really know because it's kind of all over the place. So anyways, they go to bed. And then the next morning, they get a knock on their door. And this is at 8 a.m. and it's police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask them if they owned a 2003 Toyota Highlander.
Oh, God.
And they found the Highlander was wrecked.
Bryce's car.
Mm-hmm. And that's the car. Oh, they're like, no,
wrecked.
That's our son. Yes, it's wrecked. It's on its hood.
Oh shit.
And
like it flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Near a lake.
Oh God.
Like, and Bryce is gone. His wallet and his phone are in the car.
Okay.
All of his luggage that he had is in the car.
Right.
The duffel bag is opened. When the police were searching him, came to check on him, they did search his car. I forgot to add that part in.
Okay.
So they were really confused. All of his stuff was in the car. They searched his
car under what, like?
To see if he was on drugs. Because they're like, he's just been sitting there. And Karen told them what was going on.
Okay, that's so weird.
So he let them search his car.
Okay.
Forgot to add that part in. So the duffel bag could have been open because they were searching his car. So who knows? Okay. Or he could have taken something out of his duffel bag. He was gone. They used some search dogs, not very far, but they couldn't find him. There was no trail. There was nothing.
Hmm.
And to this day, he still hasn't been found. Here's the theories that are happening. So in the beginning, they talk about how Bryce, like, was a good kid. He got good grades and stuff like that. And some of his classmates were like, he was not a good kid. Oh. He would bring alcohol to school. He would do drugs at parties. They were like, I don't know what Karen's portraying, and they just feel like she is being very dishonest.
Well, it's also, I don't know if she's being dishonest, but like,
spot to be in.
You don't tell your mom you're doing drugs.
Yeah, you know? I'm just like, well. Here's, I agree with
like,
you.
Who's being like, hey mom, last night I got fucked up at a college party.
2012,
like,
he was charged with selling or distributing MDMA and pot.
Oh shit.
So as much as I'm like, yeah, you're not gonna tell you're not like, I got
so she knows he did have some, you know, mistakes that had been made. But also like he's like hours away from you. Like you're not telling your mom about all the fucking parties you went to in college, you know? Like sorry. So but you're not.
Some of the theories that are is he had $7,000 in court fees.
Whoa.
Yeah.
From the MDMA thing?
Mm-hmm. And oh, pot. Shit. But some of the sources say it was just pot and some say it was MDMA. So I want to state both of those.
I don't know.
And people said he would bring alcohol to school.
That to me tells me like you've got either an addiction problem or you're trying to cope with something and don't know how and are using alcohol and drugs to cope.
So a verified user on a website, and his name was Anonymous Hooligan, was verified that he knew the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that Karen ignored all the stuff that Bryce had done.
Oh, no.
And they also had said, because I'm like, as much as I like want to like I get what you're saying, but there's a lot of stuff that was like, I don't see it, sure. Like covering the eyes.
Yep.
So, it was said that Mike had a daughter who kind of had a mental breakdown,
mm-hmm.
and they decided to financially cut her off because this person that verified to know the family said, oh no, they had a daughter, but they cut her off financially and were like, we don't have a daughter.
So they are insinuating that perhaps Bryce had a mental breakdown and he was going to be cut off financially?
Possibly.
And so he ran away?
Is that where Okay. So I'm just giving you all this background.
Yeah.
So there is the theories, like the main theories are he tried to commit suicide by driving his car into the lake.
Sure.
But it didn't happen.
And they searched the lake and no remains were found, right?
There were no remains found, as much as they can search, but the lake is 300 feet deep, excuse me.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So that would be really hard to search. The dogs couldn't find anything, but they did pick up a scent near a truck stop.
So he's hitchhiking with truckers? So, that sounds like a bad idea.
Sure. So where this kind of like leads us is, and like where I'm saying the theories, because they make sense. One of the theories is he committed suicide. He had given his stuff to his friend. But another one.
And that's
one,
why he's dilly-dallying on getting home, because he has a plan.
Yes. Another theory, there's a ton of them.
People
so
keep interrupting. You
yeah.
know, like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm trying to fucking like.
So another die. Theory is that he decided, and I don't totally disagree with this one, because usually it's like, they didn't leave to start a new life.
Yeah.
But this, he had all the drug charges, so maybe. And a lot of people said he was sick of his mom controlling his car, his phone, all that stuff. So
well,
he left
honey,
it behind.
Who's going to pay for that?
Like, I mean, 19, 20-year-olds aren't
frontal
thinking.
Lobe is not developed.
Like, yes, exactly.
God.
Like, I know what you're saying, but, like,
yeah.
A lot of people were like, well, he was sick
in their,
of.
Yeah, in his mind, it's like, well, if I get rid of the things, then she won't have to pay for it, and I can just start, like, okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of theories also that he could have been waiting for somebody to come pick him up, too. And that's why, and he got there early, and that's why he was just chilling in the car.
Perhaps, but who would come pick him up? Like, do they have any text messages?
No.
Or, yeah, that's.
Yeah, they don't have anything. So, and the theory is like, you know, like last week with Brandon Swanson, there were all these theories, and you and me were like, oh, well, that one, obviously. Like, the ones, Brandon Swanson and Brian Schaefer is like, maybe they left and started new lives. And I'm like, well, that didn't make sense. They had plans. Bryce didn't. He didn't express future plans. He got rid of all of his important documents and stuff. So, and he was sick of, and this is what Anonymous Hooligan said, he was sick of, like, his mom having control on his phone, on his car, on everything. And, like, he just wanted to not have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Another theory is, like you said, a mental breakdown. Because, again, he's 19, 20.
Yeah.
So that's one of the thoughts that he had a mental breakdown and just decided to go hitchhike or something. And maybe
something
fate,
that just, like, didn't
something
make sense.
Bad. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, he started a new life. He went and hitchhiked and, like, found a trucker and, like, went off. And the saddest theory is that he possibly committed suicide because, like we said, he had given stuff to Sean.
Yeah.
And that's one of the signs that somebody is, like, thinking of ending things.
Right.
So it's just, where do we go from here?
And
they searched
really
the lake
to go off of,
yeah,
like.
And like what was kind of crazy is people are like, well, he tried to commit suicide with the car and it didn't work out, so maybe that was like, he's like, you know what, it didn't work out, it didn't work out for a reason, I'm gonna start a new life. And that's, it's just,
it would
not
be so hard to start a new life from scratch, right?
100%.
Like, say you literally don't have your wallet, you don't have your phone. You are starting from nothing and hitchhiking with, like, truckers, perhaps. Like, where are you going to go? How are you going to, like, I don't know. That how are you going to start over without an identity, without you start a job and they're like, we need your social, we need your ID.
Yes.
How do you even start over?
But what I'm thinking, because I totally get what you're saying. And like, even like, I was like thinking about
without
that.
Without having planned it.
Yeah.
Like beforehand of like, here's my new identity, you know, like.
So what I was thinking is because, and I get what you're saying, and you're, what you're saying is like even more valid. But I'm thinking he wasn't thinking about that. And his sister,
sure,
she was cut off. She lost everything. So maybe he was thinking like,
I wonder if he like, I'm going to lose to go see her.
Could have been it. But it was like, you know, he was going to have to start from scratch anyway.
Yeah.
If he like cut off his parents' control. And it's just,
it just isn't, I don't know.
None of the things are like that far-fetched. But none of them make totally clear sense because there's a lot
of, I feel like if there was a hit on the, like, truck stop with the dogs smelling him.
Yeah.
Then that, to me, like, that's a bad idea.
It wasn't strong. It wasn't strong. So it was
just,
like. But
still, it's a hit. Like,
yeah.
So perhaps he got into a car with someone and, I mean, those people are traveling all over. Like,
yeah.
They aren't in one place. Like, you could easily
but do you
killed.
See what I'm saying? There's so many theories.
Yeah.
And all of them like are plausible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's just like he still hasn't been found, and people are like, you know, he has bright red hair, it's kind of hard to,
yeah,
like,
hard to miss him.
Yeah. And he has like, he has a really great smile.
Yeah.
I think. And to this day, Kim is even like,
what does she think?
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She thinks it's either suicide or he start a new life. She's kind of like where I am, where, you know, the other, like, last week, I feel like those ones are more easy to say, no, this didn't happen, or yes, this did happen. Like, did he have a mental breakdown? I think he was in the middle of one.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he was definitely in the middle of one. And do I think he possibly tried to commit suicide? Absolutely. It sounded like he was giving away things that were important to him. The car's wrecked too.
Yeah.
And did he start a new life? Possibly.
Yeah, I don't.
So that's like the really hard part, and I think it's just so heartbreaking because like nobody has any answers. And I think that's like why I've continued like doing these theories, because it's like, you know, the more people that know about this, I think the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because any one of these, it would be great to have an explanation for.
For sure.
Like Brian Schaefer, Brandon Swanson, Bryce Laspisa, like any one of those would be crazy because there's just so many theories of what could have happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys have any theories, let us know. It's just, there's so many things that I don't know where I stand. I don't.
Right. And I almost don't buy the, like, committing suicide thing just because, obviously, the car wreck didn't work.
Yeah.
So what, he's gonna like walk into a lake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to like drown yourself.
But people were wondering if him
in
wrecking the car was like a
water.
Middle finger to his parents, like,
yeah,
you know, like a, oh, you're gonna take away all my stuff, well, have fun with this car.
Yeah, I don't know,
right? It's so,
it's so strange.
It's so all over the place. It makes, it's just like, we just don't have any answers. And it's just also, like, he told his mom, we need to talk about a lot of things. And that makes me insane. Like,
what
did they need to talk about?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that, like, guys, if you ever tell a friend you need to talk to them about something, but you can't talk to them, write it down. Write it down somewhere. Just,
yeah,
something. Or, like, give a synopsis. Because, like, it, I'm sure the key of what he had, like, where he is, might have been tied up with that.
Sure.
He could have been met with drug dealers because he was, like, doing Vyvanse.
Maybe.
Yeah. He could have been, like, really in deep. He had to pay all the court fees for, like, his drug charges. Like, it's...
Hmm.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating because there's just, like, nowhere to go. It's, like, you want to figure it out so bad, but, like, where do you even start? Because
and
there's nothing to go off of.
Every different thing makes sense.
Yeah.
I know, because you're like, well, this, and then I'm like, well, bring up this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one's just, this is one that, like, if you see a guy that has a great smile and he has red hair and he doesn't know about, like, what happened, that could be it, too. He could have hit his head and had amnesia. Who knows? Probably not, but
there's still a chance.
There's still a chance, yeah. But yeah, that's the disappearance of Bryce Las Pisa, like another irritating what happened kind of story. So yeah, but we'll post pictures. I'll try to find a picture of like the car and like kind of what happened, okay, and like a picture of Bryce and everything, and that's going to be on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
And if you have theories that you want to share with us, we would love to hear them. You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook group and a TikTok. And, you know, if you guys actually start following us, we might post content.
Just put it on there.
It's not our fault. It's on you. It's
definitely
you. Yeah, it's you. Fault. You're the problem. It's you.
Yeah, so anyways, that's going to keep me up all night.
No, it's like, what the fuck happened? And it's everything and nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
So
until next time, friends, take care of yourself, self-care yourself.
Yes, and if you know about Bryce, let us know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.